Sacramento Actors is pleased to narrate scenes 11 and 12 from The Paintings That Corrupted St. Usling, written by Paul M. Levitt and published by Leroy Chatfield. In scene number 11, the lawyer is played by Gary Agate, the mayor's wife is played by Janine Romney. In scene number 12, Mrs. Wiggins is played by Ashley Lucas, and her daughter Minerva is played by Anne-Marie Trout. Special thanks to Ashley Lucas for making the recording. We hope you enjoyed this narration performance. Gary Agate is the casting director. Thank you. Am I to understand then, Mrs. Ruhlwright, that your husband, Mayor Ruhlwright, had nothing to do with the acquisition of the church paintings?
Nothing may be overstating the case, but certainly very little. Almost nothing.
And you wish me, as your husband's lawyer, to put that in writing?
Legal writing, Mr. Tort, for the official record.
If I may say so, I believe it was his impression that you were coming here to swear to something else.
Oh, what's that?
His involvement with...
Such an enormous phallus!
I beg your pardon?
Oh, on the wall over there.
Oh, that! A West African fertility figure. My wife and I bought it on a recent trip to the Gambia.
Please keep them away from me. Nicholas and I already have 8 children. He just has to look at me and... Bango! The oven's on automatic. You're cooking away.
Mrs. Ruhlwright, your personal habits are of no concern to me. I'm here merely to...
Oh, I didn't mean to imply that we do anything woolly. Not at all. You know, just the usual thing. He climbs on board and...
Mrs. Ruhlwright!
Oh, nothing to worry about. It only takes a minute. Then it's done.
About this document,
Yes. Well, it should say that I deserve this credit for bringing the painting to St. Usling.
You?
I.
And Mayor Ruhlwright?
Maybe he deserves a footnote. You can add a footnote to legal documents, can't you?
I can include an addendum.
Make it short. Maybe one line.
And your contribution?
After it was decided to get rid of the sour-faced Madonna, nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Yes. It's a good idea to repeat the phrase, nothing happened.
3 times?
Twice.
But you used the phrase twice and I once. That makes 3 times.
Quite. Make it twice.
What happened next?
I told you nothing.
Then there was your contribution?
Oh, if not for me, the old painting would still be there.
I see.
It was I who called the dustman and persuaded him to take away the old painting, and just for a few dollars.
Then if I correctly understand what you're saying, your contention is that...
Nature abhors a vacuum. I created the vacuum.
Mother, what happened? Did you get the painting?
I'm exhausted. The man's dim. No matter what I said, he didn't seem to understand.
Perhaps you weren't clear.
On the one hand, he didn't seem to hear a word I said. And yet, on the other hand, he was proposing marriage.
Mother, you're so easily misled. Are you sure?
He called his ex-wife a sour face and me a virgin and said that I would adorn his life.
I think you've misunderstood his intentions, Mother.
I know what I heard. He offered to marry me.
Well, then tell him yes, if he'll return the Leonardo first.
I have a better plan.
Not one of your impersonations, I hope.
Exactly. The St. Usling Arts Committee is meeting tomorrow night. I asked Sextus if he would invite a learned professor of philosophy to speak to them about the ethics of art collecting, and he agreed.
Let me guess, the learned professor will be you impersonating our old neighbor in Paris.
Yes, Pierre Syllogisms.